Welcome to Studio 86, in-depth discussions with RIT newsmakers. Come on inside.
Welcome inside Studio 86. I'm Mike Saffron of RIT University News, and in Studio 86 today is Kate Nordland, who is a lecturer in mechanical engineering in RIT's Kate Gleason College of Engineering. Also, Kate is a mentor to the Churchill Chai Lai First Robotics Team, and she's a volunteer coordinator for this year's fourth annual Finger Lakes Regional First Robotics Competition, which is coming up later this week in RIT's Gordon Fieldhouse and Activity Center. Welcome, Kate.
It's good to be here.
And also joining us in the studio in the questioning today is Brandon Bornia, a news specialist with RIT University News. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
Kate, what is FIRST Robotics?
Well, FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. It's a robotics competition for high school students, and it's designed by Dean Kamen in order to get high school students excited about engineering, science, math, technology. It puts high school students with engineering mentors so that they look up to them as role models rather than basketball stars and rock heroes.
This year's competition, as I mentioned, is coming up this weekend in the field house. Who can come?
We encourage everyone to come. The competition is Friday and Saturday, 9 to 4. Saturday, we're expecting a couple thousand people. We really encourage the public to come out, and it's free for anyone that wants to participate.
Now, Kate, this year's game is called Overdrive. What can spectators expect when they come to see the game?
Well, the game this year is a little NASCAR-ish. We're going to go fast and turn left. But in addition to that, there's track balls that are 40 inches in diameter. They weigh 7.5 pounds. And the teams score extra points by pushing those track balls around the field or throwing them over a hurdle, which is kind of like a set of monkey bars. There's 6 robots on the field at a time, 3 against 3. You got 2 minutes to score as many points as you can. It's really exciting.
And as far as the spectators and the crowds, what's that like? You mentioned that FIRST is a little bit like a rock concert.
The crowd gets into it. One of the awards that is given out at the competition is a Team Spirit Award. You might want to bring earplugs if you come. The crowd gets really loud, really excited. Team cheers. We do the electric slide and the cha-cha slide. It's just a party atmosphere the entire time.
And where will these teams be coming from?
Well, we've got 40 teams. Most of them do come from upstate New York, although we do have teams coming from as far away as Michigan, Delaware, Maryland, and even one team coming from Canada.
So the teams work with mentors from large corporations. Can you please explain to me how that works, what the situation is with the way teams are structured?
Every team is a little bit different. The typical role is that a high school gets involved and there's a team lead from the high school, and then the team is partnered with one or more sponsors. Some teams have one large sponsor. Locally, we have Xerox that sponsors 5 teams. Bausch & Lomb sponsors 5 teams. We also have Kodak, ITT, Harris. So we've got several of the big companies locally that are sponsoring teams. Other teams work with a lot of small sponsors to get engineering mentors and money from multiple companies. Other cases, you might have one company that works with several high schools. Our team coming from Delaware has 18 different high schools, I believe, all working with DuPont. And then another model is actually a college model where it is a high school team that's working with a college as one of their mentors to supply support for the team.
How much of the robots do the students build? Is it all hands-on for them, or are they largely guided by the mentors from these companies?
That's another point where there's a lot of variety between the teams. Some teams have a lot of hands-on engineering work done by the corporate team, in which the students learn by asking questions and watching some real professionals build top quality robots. Other teams also have more of the student-driven team model, where the students do everything from CAD design to manufacture of parts and welding the robots. So teams vary a great deal in this respect.
All right, and what do you think this teaches students about technology, and how does this introduce them to what they may come across in the future?
I think it teaches students so much about technology, from trying to design and build a robot in 6 weeks, which is just an unbelievable design challenge, to considerations and trade-offs, when you have to give up some weight to increase function, to making a model in CAD and actually seeing it built. every aspect of engineering. Mechanical, electrical, software is exhibited in these robots. I learn every time I do work on one of these robots. It teaches so much to everyone involved.
Now, what are the opportunities for students who want to be involved and they want to be in this team atmosphere, but they don't necessarily have the technical skills? Are there other roles on the team that they can play to support?
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to building a robot, there's other competitions associated with FIRST. There's an animation contest where you can create an animated video that has something to do with the ideals of FIRST. There's also a website portion of the competition, and teams also need to put together pits so graphic artists can get involved. They need to write essays for the Chairman's Award and Woody Flowers Award. So there is definitely a lot of opportunity for students to get involved that aren't necessarily ready to get in and start making parts.
And because this is a competition, is it very competitive, or do teams work together to try to really learn?
I think that's probably one of the most exciting parts at competition is, even though it is competitive, it is one of the most sharing environments you've seen. One of the overriding principles in FIRST is called gracious professionalism. And the way they like to boil it down for high school students is always act like your grandma's watching you. But gracious professionalism goes through everything we do in FIRST. And there's a story from championships a couple years ago down in Atlanta where three teams were on the national field and one team had some part of their robot broke, and their competitor stepped in, gave them the spare part right before the final match. It's a really unique environment in that way.
What do you think the students take away from this at the end of the year when they sit down and kind of do a wrap-up of everything they've gone through? What are some of the main themes or memorable moments that they have that they're able to take away and then eventually apply to other areas of their lives?
I think the students really take a lot away from this program. They realize that even though things look really tough, really time crunch, that they can pull together and make everything happen. Most students do go on and pursue engineering or science technology related fields after working on this program. I think they all get a lot more confident. They come out of their shells, but they can have fun and learn something at the same time. And I've seen so many students completely change over working with them for 3-4 years that they're completely different people when they're done.
Picking up on that point, last year when I covered FIRST, I found a study by Brandeis University. More than 8 in 10, almost 9 in 10 FIRST participants go on to attend college. And of those, they're 3 times more likely to major in engineering and up to 4 times more likely to pursue careers in science, technology, and engineering. So definitely lifelong impacts.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of those things I wish I had access to when I was in high school. But it does really make what to a high school student seems so vague and kind of distant. It really puts it right in front of them and realize that engineering isn't for the elite. Anyone can get involved in that area.
It seems like by the time high school rolls around, a lot of students already have an idea of what they want to pursue as a career. Are there opportunities for students to get involved with FIRST and to see fields of technology before they reach high school?
Yeah, actually, FIRST has 3 different competitions. The one being held this week is the FIRST Robotics Competition. It's the original competition from FIRST where we're building robots that are 120 pounds, 5 feet tall. But there's 2 other competitions through FIRST. One is FIRST Lego League, which is geared towards middle school students working with Lego Mindstorm kits. And there's also the FIRST Tech Challenge, which is based on the Vex Robotics kit. That's a smaller option for teams that can't get the support network needed or the money. So there are definitely opportunities for younger students and more students to get involved than there used to be. One of the other great things about FIRST Lego League is a lot of the students involved with the robotics competition are mentoring the Lego League teams. So not only does it get a lot more kids that are really quite young involved, but it also gives high schoolers a chance to mentor and teach rather than always being on the learning side.
Now, with this regional competition, I believe there are others around the country at the same time. What can the winners expect? Once the winners are named, what happens after that?
Well, there's 40 competitions going on around the country over the next 6 weeks. They actually started last weekend, and they're going up until the middle of April. And then there's a championship that's held in Atlanta, Georgia, April 16th, 17th, and 18th. So by winning different events at different competitions, teams can qualify to go on to the championship event in Atlanta in the Georgia Dome. There's expected to be about 300 teams at the championship this year.
Kate, obviously you're very, very much involved in the Finger Lakes Regional First Robotics Competition, and you're from RIT, one of the main sponsors, along with, who are the other main sponsors of this weekend's competition, Kate?
Xerox, Bausch & Lomb, Kodak, and the Democrat and Chronicle are the main sponsors of the competition.
And also, who else from RIT? I know Dr. Edward Hensel, the department head of mechanical engineering, is involved, I believe, with the Fairport High School robotics team.
Right.
Anyone else here from RIT involved?
Well, there is a RIT First Club, and they meet Monday evenings, and they help sponsor or mentor teams all over the Rochester area. We have a large number of teams that started when the Finger Lakes competition started 4 years ago that really needed help with mentoring. So we have a club that's mostly made up of students that were in the robotics teams when they were in high school, that they go out and help other teams all over the Rochester area, predominantly Rush Henrietta. But we have students going to pretty much every team in the area has at least one RIT student that's been helping them on and off throughout the years.
So that just, as you mentioned earlier, it begins in middle school and high school for these students, but really carries right into college. They become mentors rather than participants, and then
right. And FIRST actually has a huge number of scholarships available for students involved in FIRST. Both U of R and RIT give FIRST student scholarships. There's several million dollars in scholarships available for high school students.
Speaking of people continuing to be involved with FIRST, you are yourself an RIT alum, are you not?
Yes, I am.
And when you were a student here at RIT, were you involved with FIRST at that time?
I was. That's actually when I got my start, how I got involved in FIRST. This is my 10th season involved. But I worked with the Edison Tech team the year after they won the national competition. So actually, RIT was associated with a national champ back in 96. Hmm. So I worked with the Edison Tech team for 3 years, and then I switched over and helped the Churchville Chi-Li team.
The Finger Lakes Regional First Robotics Competition is coming up this weekend. I believe the main competition is on the 7th and 8th, correct?
But correct.
Some Friday activity, some begins on the 7th as well?
Thursday is practice rounds, mm-hmm. So there will be stuff going on all day in the field house. Friday is when the qualifying rounds get started. Qualifying rounds, we still have the 3-against-3, but it's randomly paired, so you're not exactly sure who you're going to be working with ahead of time. That goes on Friday and then Saturday morning. At lunchtime Saturday, teams are ranked according to how many points they've scored throughout Friday and Saturday morning, and then they get to pick two other teams to be an alliance with. And then those alliances of three go through a double elimination style tournament Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon, the competition gets good. It is so exciting to watch these double elimination style tournaments.
And wraps up then at around 4 on Saturday?
Right. We expect the competition to be done around 3. It's scheduled to be done around 3:45 with award ceremony at 4.
And as we mentioned at the top of the podcast, open to everyone, anyone from the public who happens to be listening, not just from RIT or the associated schools.
Absolutely. And there's no age range. Bring your kids, bring your parents, bring everyone. It's free, and we got lots of room.
Lots of fun, and we should mention it's in the Gordon Fieldhouse and Activity Center here on the RIT campus. Fourth annual Finger Lakes Regional First Robotics Competition.
Right.
Well, Kate Nordland, thanks for coming into Studio 86, and Brandon Bornia as well. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Tune in next time for another in-depth discussion from Studio 86. Studio 86 is recorded live in Building 86 on the RIT campus and is produced by RIT University News Services.